Amos chapter 7. This is what the Lord God showed me. I saw that he was forming a locust swarm at the time when the late crops were beginning to sprout, the crops that were planted after the cuttings of hay for the king. When the swarm had finished consuming the vegetation of the land, I said, Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob stand? Look, he is so small. The Lord changed his decree about this. It will not happen, said the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. I saw the Lord God calling for a trial by fire, which devoured the great deep and started to consume the land. I said, Lord God, please stop. How can Jacob stand? Look, he is so small. The Lord changed his decree about this. This will not happen, said the Lord. This is what he showed me. I saw the Lord standing by a wall that had been constructed with a plumb line. He had a plumb line in his hand. The Lord said to me, What do you see, Amos? I said, A plumb line. Then the Lord said, Look, I am about to set up a plumb line next to my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sin. The high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. I will rise up against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to endure all of his words. This is what Amos says. Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly go into exile away from its own soil. Then Amaziah said to Amos, You seer, get out of here. Flee to the land of Judah. You may eat food and prophesy there, but you must never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the sanctuary of the king and the national temple. Then Amos responded to Amaziah, I was not a prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet. Rather, I was a sheep breeder, and I took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending flocks, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. But now hear the word of the Lord, you who are saying, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. This is what the Lord says. Your wife will be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be parceled out with a measuring line, and as for you, you will die upon unclean soil. And Israel will certainly go into exile far away from its own soil. Chapter 8. This is what the Lord God showed me. I saw a basket of ripe summer fruit. Then he asked, What do you see, Amos? I said, A basket of ripe summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, The end is coming upon my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sin. The singing women of the palace will wail on that day, declares the Lord God. Many corpses, all over. Silence.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.